Michigan's Republican congressional delegation endorses Donald Trump for president. By Nick Gilbertson on July 11, 2023. Former President Donald Trump unveiled his federal leadership team in Michigan on Tuesday, which consists of all the Republican U.S. representatives from the Wolverine state. The team includes Reps. Tim Walberg, Army, Bill Huizenga, Army, John Molinar, Army, Jack Bergman, Army, Lisa McClain, Army, and John James, Army, all of whom received endorsements from the 45th president in their respective midterm election races. Fox News first reported the endorsements Tuesday. "We're proud to announce our full endorsement of President Donald J. Trump," reads a joint statement from Walberg, Huizenga, Molinar, Bergman, and McClain in a press release from the Trump campaign. They stated that America was prosperous, the economy was strong, the world was a safer place, and Michiganders were better when he was in office. "President Trump has proven he has the ability to deliver results on day one and also the ability to win in key battleground states like Michigan. Being the only Republican to win a presidential race here since 1988, stated the delegation, adding, "Under his leadership, Michigan received increased funding to protect our Great Lakes and a new lock at the Sioux Locks, improving one of our most important infrastructure projects in North America. President Trump will rebuild the great American economy, unleash domestic energy, secure our border, and make America safe again." Related video: the fighter's president. UFC fighter jumps over ring to greet Trump after victory. James issued a statement apart from his colleagues, in which he was critical of President Joe Biden and praised the state of the nation when Trump was commander-in-chief. "President Biden has wrecked our economy, let our position as the sole world power slip, and opened our borders. Biden's policies have been particularly detrimental to Michigan's middle class. Under President Trump, on the other hand, inflation was at 2%. The American family was strengthened through the child tax credit and other pro-family policies, and our communities were more secure. In 2024, we need to give hope to Americans who feel like their government is failing them." A spokesperson for the 45th president touted to Fox News that Trump took a clean sweep of support from the Republican delegation in Michigan, freezing out the dozen or so other candidates in the field.